The University at Albany football team has a new coach. Maryland's assistant head coach, Greg Gattuso, and former Duquesne head coach will take over for Bob Ford. He is expected to be introduced at a 3:30 news conference this afternoon. Gattuso got a 5-year contract with a $230,000 annual base salary. There are going to be 6 finalists for the Heisman Trophy Saturday night in New York. Florida State's Jameis Winston, Northern Illinois' Jordan Lynch, Texas A&M Johnny Manziel, and Alabama's A.J. McCarron made the cut, as did Auburn's Trey Mason and Andre Williams of Boston College. It's the largest number of Heisman finalists since 1994. In the NFL, the Chicago Bears moved into a first-place tie with Detroit in the NFC North after defeating Dallas 45-28. Josh McCown threw for 348 yards and a career-high 4 touchdowns. New England's placed tight end Rob Gronkowski on injured reserve with a damaged right knee suffered in Sunday's win over Cleveland. In the NBA, Denver slipped past Washington 75-74. Charlotte topped Golden State 115-111. It was the Clippers over Philadelphia 94-83. Memphis beat Orlando 94-85. Portland defeated Utah 105-94. And Dallas fell to Sacramento 112-97. In other hoops news, number 8 Maryland crushed the Siena women's team 105-49. And tonight, the Albany men's team take on Brown at 7 in Providence. Checking news on the ice, the New York Islanders fell to Anaheim 5-2. Vancouver blanked Carolina 2-0. Pittsburgh 2, Columbus 1. And Ottawa beat Philadelphia 5-4 in a shootout. Former Yankees manager Joe Torre will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame by the Expansion Era Committee July 27th. Torre served a 12-year stint with the Yankees and became the 5th manager to win at least 4 World Series titles. And Nelson Mandela will be honored by the Yankees with a plaque in Monument Park. The team said Monday the plaque will be dedicated during Jackie Robinson Day ceremonies April 15th. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.